AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Dog.
Oh, what a pro outfit this
Michael
is.
Michael Mara Show at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's the Michael Mara Show with Michael Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, it's funny when we do this show, it's soon. I mean, it's silent. It's dead silence.
Right.
And then as soon as it's ready to start, Carla comes crashing through the hotel room door.
Hey, people are still sleeping.
She wasn't as loud as my dog that decided to panic.
And then Josh's dog howls in the background. But the good news is we're here.
Yeah, it wasn't my dog. I'm clear on this. No. I'm sitting here alone. No noise from my end.
The long guy showed up.
Local time here in Baja, the Baja Peninsula down in Cabo San Lucas, and Rob Spiewak up in Virginia, and Josh in St. Augustine, Florida. And great to be with you once again. Yes, yeah, shut. Here we go. There it is.
All right.
Do it again. Come in eight times. Eight or nine times more.
Mike, did you want to do that time check again?
8:01 in Mexico. So would you like to know what we did last night in our exciting vacation destination after having a margarita as soon as we got to the airport, and then one tiny margarita when we were checking in?
I'm going to guess miniature golf.
That is incorrect.
No.
You are incorrect, sir.
The question is, when you took your nap, did you get up again, or was it the whole night?
We got up briefly to dine, and then... By the way, do you hear that? I'm next to the compressor. I can't do everything. And the interview with the lady's not going to work. I'm still in my room. I haven't left my room.
Well, we
have not left this room since you spoke to me before. I've gone out on the balcony and looked out at the lawn because we're
on
the ground floor.
For dinner last night, did you have Mexican food?
No, it was offered. There was a burrito on the menu. There was bolognese on the menu.
Well, that's Italian. That's Italian.
I had... the red, white, and blue.
What, a bomb pop?
No. I had the American cheeseburger. Yes.
Now, that's not still Mexican food?
It's a
Mexican cheeseburger if you give its destination.
Well, I mean, we're here in beautiful Cabo, and it's got a Mexican flair to it. And,
are you at the property that I stayed at for my honeymoon, a large hotelier? Because they're famous for their burger.
No, Marriott?
Yes.
Try the Marriott burger.
Yeah, that was my advice on marriage from Rudy Martsky. When I said, I'm getting married, he says, oh,
try the Marriott burger.
You're going to Cancun? Try the Marriott burger.
But we're here.
Yes.
We're queer. We're not going skiing.
No,
well, who could go skiing in this kind of weather? And we are delighted to be with you on a beautiful Thursday. And thank you for accommodating me, gentlemen, with the scheduling so that, you know, I can be with my wife on this trip. I'm very excited to be the other half.
What a thoughtful background you have today for your presentation. The big painting. It's very pretty.
You're an ass.
You don't think it's thoughtful that you did that? I thought it would be nice.
That's exactly what I said. And by the way, I could enable backgrounds if I wanted to here, I think.
No, Mike, what I'm saying is...
Unfortunately, your browser doesn't support virtual background.
That is a shame.
Please Google, use Google Chrome and ensure, you know, F you. I hate software.
You're not using Google Chrome?
thought I was using Google Chrome.
I was going to say, that's what we've told you to use.
Yeah.
That's what I use.
Are you on Safari?
That's what I use. I've got it right up in the upper left-hand corner. It says Chrome.
Okay.
Like 9 windows open, and I'm doing it. I'm talking to you guys, so I'm very happy to be
all
here.
All I'm saying is that it's a more thoughtful background than yesterday. It's more pleasing to
me. How come I can't enable my backgrounds? I'm really frustrated. I'd like to try that.
Glad there's no dead body in the background this time.
That's true.
There isn't. It's
but the clues lie in the painting, Josh. The clues to the solution.
When Carla left the hotel room right before I jumped in the shower, I heard in the hallway Carla bumping into. I like it when Josh shakes his head, just goes, nice.
Well, Mike, there's a segment of our population that probably is way into this story right now.
Rob, I have to, I didn't give you this note for the show for my news today before the show. So for the kicker for today's show, and I'm going to give it all away here, but I'm going to speak cryptically with Rob. And because okay. Brain, he will understand. Rob, for the last kicker, while we're doing this show before the news comes on, could you please locate a style of music that might have been used to represent a large, organized group of people in perhaps the late 30s, early 40s from a European
country. I got you.
That was about to change the world dynamic in a very negative way.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, Mike.
That's all he'll require from me, Josh.
You know what? I had it way into the description. I'm going
to prevail upon Rob once again to recreate the sound when Carla went out into the hallway and obviously bumped into one of her co-influencer people and had a very nice greeting. And here's Rob to tell you what that sounded like.
Because it was behind a door.
It was behind a door.
Now, the fidelity would have been better if she had met her in the room, but this was behind a door.
That's one of my all-time faves. But we're here, and we're here.
So glad you brought your broadcast kit with you so you could take it on the road?
This is so exciting for me to be able to do this and do this efficiently, which is always been a bit of a dog and pony show.
Sure.
And now it's a little easier to do it. And I'm glad that we're getting good responses on it. And happy to be here with you in this room here, gentlemen. And happy that everything's gone well so far. I miss my son terribly. We're not away from him very often.
Now, he didn't come with you then, right? He's not just like running around the hotel and that's why you miss him?
No, he's got school. We take that very seriously with the school that he goes to.
Sure, and because refunds, right?
No refunds, you know? So we're very, there we go. Let's get that right. There it is.
Remember, Josh, all the clues are in the painting. That's how you find them. That's it. Don't be, you know, a lot of people would ignore the fact that it's mostly green. That could be a clue as well.
All right. Since Rob has brought it up and since he's easily distracted by my video, usually, Rob.
Yes.
What do you see in the painting?
I see a plant. It is an odd view of a plant.
Mr. Soroka, what do you see in the painting?
I see the gray line going down the right hand side where I was trying to figure out if it was one painting or two.
Why don't you ask me what I see, Rob?
What do you see, Mike?
Ask it the right way, the way you're doing it, like it's formal.
Mike, behind you, the painting.
Yes.
What do you see when you look at the painting?
A big, diseased vulva.
I think it is a plantum. It looks like it might be a succulent.
No, it's actually a indigenous to the area down here. It's Fulvitis vaginitis, which is very, very popular on the grounds here. It's it has a stinger in the middle of it.
I was going to say, not about the stinger. Is it an aromatic plant?
You know what Carla had never seen before? My innocent wife.
What?
She had never seen saguaro cactus in plentiful supply, which they are down here on the
Bahamas. I hate to dumb it down, but is that like a roadrunner cactus?
Yeah.
Like it's a traditional-looking? Yeah.
Traditional, you know, Old West cacti that are plentiful down here. And it's really, geography is very strange.
I've never seen one.
You've never seen a saguaro?
I don't think I've seen it, like, in real life, a full cactus.
Man, you know who has one in his house? This is true. Surf has a huge cactus in his house that he
strapped
onto his car in a desert and brought home with him. Yep.
And has kept it. Well, it's easy to keep them alive because they don't require a lot.
Yeah. And
they're a tough plant.
It's the same thing with surf. It's
easy to survive.
He's a survivor, Mike, is what I'm saying. Just a little water every once in a while.
I think we're fine in discussing the great surf Caldwell disc jockey.
Oh, I'd call him a friend. Absolutely.
He has been at it a long time. He would be well into his 70s now, would he not, Rob Spiewak?
I would say past it.
Like 80?
I think maybe 80.
Wow.
I don't know his age, though. I don't.
Wow.
Didn't we
have a thing about surf where someone somehow came across his driver's license way back when, and we found out that he was much older than we thought he was?
If I am not mistaken, what happened is that I came into radio at just the at the very crossover months that you didn't need to have a third class operator's permit anymore.
Right.
You used to have to apply to the FCC. I have mine somewhere, but after that, you didn't. It was very shortly after that you didn't. I think you found the binder at WJFK that had all of the third class licenses in it.
That might be true.
So I think the older disc jockeys, I think we found out Tony Coulter's age as well. The late Tony Coulter is such a good guy.
Yeah. There's a clip I didn't play it for a beautiful video today that I went through though, but was an old guy. And he's sitting on the phone with his granddaughter and he's got his phone in his hand. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm eliminating people." He said, "Eliminating people from your phone? Why?" And he looks at it, turns around and goes, "Cause they're dead."
Yeah. Oh my God. Going through address books now. It's tough.
So, and you're in your 50s.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in my 60s. I could probably go through in an afternoon and make some eliminations for people that just aren't here anymore. That's when you know. That's just little signs that you're getting a little longer in the tooth.
I thought my grandfather was always insensitive that when you went through, because he had a real old school address book that he had for dozens of years.
Right.
And whenever there was a dead person, there was just a single ballpoint line through it. Zip. That's it. Don't send him a card this year.
You know, it's just one of the things that's the tell. You were going to say something, Josh. We interrupted you.
I just want you to make sure that you call those numbers before you delete them. Call and make sure.
That would not be fun. That would not be something. There's the cruel. See his deadpan expression.
That is a little
dark. I know
dark.
His eyes now. I know his eyes. I look at his eyes, and those are Josh's "I'm being insincere" eyes. I know
no,
that
it's
for
not
a
insincere.
Fact. He doesn't
Sometimes.
Really want me to call the dead numbers, does he?
Like, you Josh, this morning, did you think that you should call, say, Liam Payne from One Direction?
That's in my news.
A little too
up.
Soon.
Sorry.
Shut up. We all read the same prep.
Yeah, it's been
Bryce
about 12
sake.
Hours.
Yeah.
My God. Damn.
Well, I mean, he is the hottest celebrity death lately.
And I would have came in a little softer with asking Mike to check his balcony.
Yeah.
Just make sure that's all secure out there.
Wouldn't mean anything, Josh. It's I'm on the ground floor. We're moving today,
okay,
though.
That's safe.
We're moving today.
That is tough for someone if they're suicidal.
Because
they book
of
a room
the,
and get the first floor.
Because, because of the miraculous flight schedule from my home area, which we've all experienced. Well, you haven't, Rob, because you're a main drag. But Josh and I know what we're talking about here. The miraculous flight schedule to anywhere in the United States from Southwest Florida. I had to come in a day early to get the flight I wanted. And by the way, I'm going to be playing with my flights to Las Vegas too after this, because I right now, as it sits, have to trundle across to Miami to get to Vegas.
Well, Mike, don't think that you're in that situation. I think that since the economy has sort of done what it's done, there are less flights out of Dulles. Dulles International was hard to find a flight out.
It's hard to find a.
I've got two pretty big airports, and we had a hard time, which is why I'm going to Vegas tomorrow.
Speaking of Las Vegas, I wouldn't be doing my job if I did not share with you that we are going to be. I have lost track of the countdown. I don't know where we're going to find that.
How many days till the event?
Yeah, like how many days till we are in Las Vegas? And by the way, Josh, are people responding to the urgency of the countdown that we have on the show?
There's a little, yeah. There's a little bit.
That's a no. Let's get our let's get.
This will change it, Mike.
All right, here we go.
Let's go. 23 days gone by. 23
certainly using the Jordan video.
Remember me when That's 23.
There are just 23 days left.
With 23 days to go.
Time to see my 23andMe genetic profile.
23 days away.
Give you to MJ.
23.
That is where we are.
This is it.
23 days away. Think about that.
Oh, my God.
It's the final countdown. Greatest basketball player ever to live.
Michael Mara Show. Yep. In fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ow! I feel good.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I the number 23 as Michael Jordan never occurred to me. How about that? Isn't that something?
Well, I think that it would probably be a poll for a non-basketball fan. As soon as you see him, you realize the most famous 23. And there are a lot of people.
I saw him play once, you know.
Yeah, you saw him play at the old Capitol Center.
Yeah,
right?
As a Wizard.
When he had an ownership stake in the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan, who really had a reputation out where I used to play golf in the D.C. area with being quite the wagerer.
Yes, a bettor.
On the golf links. But I don't follow the game of basketball closely, but I know that there seem to be constant debates when it comes to the greatest of all time between LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and perhaps Kobe Bryant, the late Kobe Bryant, as far as who was the greatest. I still think it probably has to be Jordan. Do you follow the basketball game, Josh? You played a little bit.
A little bit. It's always Jordan.
I mean,
unless you do by... But there's always the argument, just like you have in any sport, is if Jordan played the game today, because the game adapts and people adapt.
Mm. Right.
Is no one thinking of Meadowlark Lemon?
John Havlicek. Let's play the basketball player game and see who goes out first. This is literally just coming up with names of players. He's putting his hand on his forehead.
This is going to be tough on me. Okay, I will start with.
And we'll go this way. So we'll go Rob, Josh, Mike. Rob, Josh, Mike. Rob, okay. Josh, Mike.
Wes Unseld.
Bob Cousy.
Larry Bird.
Oh, I jumped ahead of you. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
I will not skip my place again, or I'll pound it. Rob, it's to you.
And then movie star Julius Erving.
Oh, me. Scottie Pippen.
John Havlicek.
You said him already, even though it was before the game.
No, I said Bob Cousy.
No, you said John Havlicek before.
Before the game. Okay. Yeah. Bill Russell.
Oh, he's good. Here's another Globetrotter, Curly Neal.
No, they have to be legitimate NBA players.
They played the Washington Generals.
Legitimately NBA players.
To be fair, Globetrotters is the last basketball game I went to.
Yeah,
that is fair.
But it has to be NBA. Okay. Rob, I'll give you another chance.
Kobe
Bryant.
Yes.
Dennis Rodman.
Scottie Pippen.
I already said him.
He said him.
You did?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I'm not paying attention. Sorry. All the way down on the peninsula of Mexico here. Okay.
They still have basketball.
Larry
there?
Bird.
Already been said.
Yeah, that was also mine.
When was Larry Bird? What was my first one? God damn it.
You can pass.
I'm not going to pass. I'm gonna continue going. All right.
Okay. Good?
Did somebody say Wes Unseld yet?
That was the first one I said. No wonder they're coming to you so easy.
Kevin McHale.
Okay. LeBron's son.
You need his name.
Okay, I think it's.
You have to hit your own buzzer. You have to pay attention to the buzzer.
And he's only played in a practice game so far, so not sure he counts.
All right, I was going to guess his name as Marvin. Is it Marvin? Marvin James? No.
I don't know.
I'm impressed you got the last name.
Okay.
5, 4.
Oh, this hurts.
3, 2, 1.
Mike. I must now, I have to give up. You have to find your buzzer. And I have to find my buzzer. You know what? I'm probably better.
I know your game's D-Wack. There it is. All right. Very good. All right. Now it's to Josh again.
John Stockton.
Oscar Robertson.
Charles Barkley.
Oh, Jerry West.
One. Shaq.
Manute Bol.
The late Manute Bol.
Oh, that's right. He passed away.
Sorry.
Iverson.
Allen Iverson. And his sister, Ellen Iverson.
Phil Lanier.
Magic Johnson.
He had a talk show. It was excellent. Did you watch that, Josh?
Bill Bradley.
Did I say Charles Barkley yet?
Yes.
Already used that one?
Yeah. It's been said.
It's been said. Denny Crane. Said. Denny Crane.
I'm out.
Wow.
I'm
really?
Out. You got it.
I won the basketball game.
Not,
did you just? I didn't expect that much quit in you, Soroka. I really didn't.
Oh, you know what?
I
mean, there's a whole bunch of names in the chat room. I should have just paid attention.
Oh, all right, that doesn't count. All right, let's
Clyde Drexler.
Rob doesn't have any idea what's going on.
You know what? Actually, I.
You all right?
You only outlasted me by two rounds. Mm. I mean. I presented a little
one
bit.
Thing I neglected to say about one thing I neglected to say about the flight, and I know people have experienced this. I experienced it the last time I remembered it was at a chiropractor's office right as we landed, or maybe very shortly before we landed here in Mexico. I was getting my stuff together. And have you ever been in an enclosed area with other people where you'll get a very pointed whiff of breath?
Yes.
And it feels, smells, and seems to be sick breath.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like an infection.
I got it yesterday. Oh. I leaned over to Carla. I said, did you smell that? She said, no, of course not. And I said, it was one of those experiences. The last time it happened to me, I didn't really get the smell of the breath in the chiropractor's office, but I heard the lady, because she was working on her sinuses.
Oh, God, I hated that.
She was
that.
One of these ladies going, in our community chiropractor that Rob that and I
was,
went to. And it
that was
stopped.
A bad chiropractor.
And so I ingested it. And if it's not like a 3-day, 2-day incubation period, I think I dodged a bullet. But I really was convinced when I inhaled this, because it's because when you smell it, you're inhaling it, and it's too late. And I thought that was the moment that I was going to experience right there. But fortunately, that's the way it is. And as soon as that happened, I remembered, you know, not too long ago when we were all jammed into the community space of masks and people being sick and everything. And by the way, George Herbert Walker Bush International Airport.
Yeah.
Explain to me. When you're pulling 737s into the gate at the airport, and I've had time to, you know, recover from the jubilant margarita so I can have a real bitch fest.
Yeah.
Please someone explain to me, and I'm sure this is not just this airport, why when you're pulling big 737-800s into an airport, why you feel it's perfectly adequate to have 11 seats in the gate area for people to wait for their flight. It's woefully inadequate. You don't have nearly the seats that you have, and people are jammed in there like sardines. And I say, nay,
to
you.
Keep in mind that the seats they provide are no great shakes.
Right.
They haven't updated those in 100 years. The row of black chairs that are like all bolted together. No, thank
another
you.
Thing with the Herbert Walker Bush Airport is, and they have this at other airports, but this is, you know, modern. And I come from Florida, where everything's 10 years behind. The sitting down at the bar, using the QR code to order, and then it comes from somewhere else in the building at the bar. And they have these beautifully decorative bars with all these beautiful bottles stacked. Not one is ever touched.
Right.
Not one is ever touched. They're just there. There's some rail drink manufacturing robot in the bowels of the airport.
Oh, it's probably
next to the
like
toilet.
A Keurig in the back, and they've got a pellet that says, like, you know, vodka soda.
Right.
Right.
They just throw
those
it
bottles,
in.
Those bottles are just filled with water.
Yeah, or tea, depending. Yeah,
they're just decorative. And, you know, so unfortunately.
Well, I'm sorry you had a bad experience at GHWB. You want me to call the family?
We had about 20 minutes. Well, not anymore. We don't have our contact. Bah! But
I still
work
with one of them.
Oh, that's right. You still work there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something that frustrates me because 20 minutes went by and we had a tight connection. So we didn't get our mimosas. We were deciding that because of the holiday trip, mimosas.
The big holiday bowl of mimosas they have in the back.
Thank God, because who knows the condition I would have been in. If we didn't get that mimosa, because when we got on the plane, and I didn't mention the good stuff either.
Yeah.
When we got on the plane in Houston to come down to Baja Peninsula, here's something to start your trip to Cabo, and handed Carla and I little plastic cups filled with mimosas. And I didn't see anyone else getting them. And I can only think it's because I was on an exit row. And
it's because the flight attendant is a radiophile.
Right. Yes, I called ahead.
Do you remember the flight attendant we dealt with, who was a wonderfully buoyant Hispanic man who had a very delightful accent. And
love
he
it.
Was, he gave us the mimosas and then gave a very funny explanation to the people in the exit rows what their responsibilities were. And I thought it was great. And so that was it. But if I'd
can
had
you,
one
well,
more.
Can you tell us of the entertaining thing about the his speech? Or was there any, it was just so
what we want you to do, you make sure you go on there, okay? Here's what you do with the door, okay?
Did
you
he make wear sure. shoes?
I cannot wear shoes. They make me fall down. So my well, father is a shaman of his tribe, okay?
What?
I'm glad you got that drink. I'm sure it was real top shelf champagne.
Oh. It was yummy. It was absolutely yummy. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited because, you know, we're going to be down here for the next 3 days, and I think it's going to be special. And so far, you know, I haven't really even ventured out. I don't even know what it's like outside.
Do you know that when Guy Fieri on his show says something is tasty, he doesn't
Did
really
I say
like
tasty?
It. No, you said it's going to be special, and I just have to wonder if special might be your tasty, because your
there's
preview
one,
was rather vague, is all I'm saying.
There's one thing we watched on the review. It was a separate review. I love YouTube, because
yeah.
you can go to a separate review of the place you're staying and get an objective
yeah.
assessment of the place we're in. And fortunately, we got a real good one at this particular joint, where the only negative
one.
Is they try to hawk you on a timeshare for all the Californians that are popping in here. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I am most excited about that put a little crimp in my style is that the golf course, while is not included with the package, which is normal,
right.
but I'm also told that the golf course is ka-ching, ka-ching. So because of that, I'm not sure how much golf I'll be able to play.
Is
so,
it, I mean, is it expensive and beautiful or just expensive and convenient?
From what I've seen driving in here, the courses down here are buku good, like really, really nice.
Not like a par 27.
No.
Six-hole course.
No. It's like a nine-holer, like an executive
yeah.
course
yeah.
with weeds.
Yes.
No, it's not like
okay.
that. So that's enough about me down here. I want to ask about you, Rob Spiewak. How
sure.
is everything in your world? How is your son doing? How
He's
is
great.
Been a, you know, it was a bit of a week for you with Robert III.
Still and, coming. I was still coming down on Monday because he drove up back with his friend on Sunday night. People should know you can go back and listen to Monday's show. My son had an unexplained seizure. And it really flipped Carrie and me out.
Any clarity in that area at all now?
No,
as far as
but the doctor says that, you know, it could be any number of things. But because there's not anything really blatant, it could just be a one-off. And these happen as a one-off sometimes. And so he's got, you know, work scheduled up there, plastic surgery. No, he has a brain scan, a neurologist set up in West Virginia. They've got the hospital right on campus. And that's more of a... just to make sure that nothing happened, because
I have
he feels
to apologize
100% right now.
I have to apologize to you for bringing up the fact that you called your wife before you called 911, because I know you've been taking a little crap about that. So my sincere apology. It doesn't matter. Everybody, put yourself in that situation and decide what you're going to do. It is a moment of, I would say, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, controlled panic to a degree, right?
And,
where you don't know
a,
how bad it's going
to
be.
Took
right?
a while to get the control. I mean, because. Not only was it a total surprise, he was in perfect fettle that night before. And remember, I talked to him that morning, which he didn't remember, but he seemed fine when I spoke to him that morning. And when I found him, he was totally unresponsive, and the gurgling breathing and the drooling, it was, and I, you know what, I apologized to him. I said my initial thought was this is an OD situation, because that's what it mimicked. But there's really no reason to think he should do that. He's never been that way before. There's nothing in my house.
I mean, he had
on.
His moments in high school, like they all
yeah,
do, but there was never any, he's never had any kind of problem with substances.
No pills,
like that,
no, nothing right? like that. I mean, I think he smoked a little weed and that's about it.
Not like my college career where, as you know, Rob, it's been well documented that I was addicted to heroin. And, you know, I was chasing the dragon through... through both my sophomore and junior
yeah.
years at two
and this
different
was a
colleges.
Long time ago, Josh. So when he took heroin, it came in a hanging glass bottle.
Yeah,
that was a it looked a
yeah.
lot like
over my bed in the dorm. And you know, the good thing was
your
I was
bed with
I,
a crank at the base of it,
right? And the good news is, back in those days, I could wear anything because I was about give or take 78 pounds, and it was something that I just I looked great.
The dark circles under your eyes were the only thing that gave you away. No.
Oh,
sleep.
By the way, so Carla has to take videos of me now everywhere we go, or pictures, and I'm not used to it. And so she makes me take a picture on the plane with my seatbelt, because the tail of the seatbelt.
Oh, because you have a lot of extra
long.
Now. Yeah.
So I take it, and it's like you can lose weight and have a longer seatbelt and a little tail flapping to show how much weight you lost, but it doesn't combat. The Samsonite luggage under each eye that I have from getting
nor
up.
Nor does it help
the
with
morning.
The fact that when you sit in any airline seat, it pushes all body fat forward.
And she goes, the first, that was the second take. The first take, she goes down. I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Okay, I'm flapping the thing. You've got a long shot. Why did you shove the camera down towards my crotch to show that?"
Sex and, sells, Mike.
But it's right. The truth. It's the truth.
Flapping the thing.
Yeah, flapping the anaconda, as I call it.
Don't flap your thing, Mike.
It was the anaconda that I was flapping around there. But I'm, and then the pictures outside. And you're not doing any favors to anybody taking pictures at an airport, in my humble opinion.
Oh, the lighting in an airport is legendary for great pictures.
Right, exactly. So last night here at the, this is called, what is the name of this place? It is the Excellence Tropicana Thin Wall. That's that where we're staying.
Oh, your other reservation fell through. I thought you were going to be at the Hotel Costa Plenty.
I would just like to say somewhere, and this is either the second floor or the bottom floor, because I can hear it and I'm not sure.
Right.
It's omnidirectional as far as where the sound is coming from. But I just know that there, I said to Carla, "What is that?" And she said, "It's a lady with shoes walking on the floor." So I'd like to say congratulate that lady. And at Christmas time, I look forward to the Dalmatian riding on your shoulder when they put you in the Christmas commercial for Budweiser, because
Cruella.
You're coming down the hall. You
because she's a Clydesdale.
God. Other than that, it's been a slice
clomp,
of heaven.
Clomp,
it's been wonderful.
Well, king size bed or two queens,
asleep, right?
Other than that, we slept, I got for Winky Tink, but I would estimate well over 10 hours. I am.
Well, you're also, ready. You're benefiting, I think you're benefiting from the, it's not really jet lag, it's the fact that you've moved that direction.
No, it was the margarita instantaneously even caused the reverse jet. Yeah, it was jet lag because it was middle of the day here, but we went to bed. We were smart. It was Carla's call first. I got off the show and I had the adrenaline of doing the show. So I was really, really excited about, hey, let's go around and explore. And then not 10 minutes after I said that, I started to slowly crash. Then we decided we'd get some chow. And then it was just lights out. Nothing. We watched a little of the Menendez Boys, which is turning out to be the longest miniseries in the history of miniseries.
I finally finished it. And the end is not gratifying. But the end is not gratifying.
I'm not sure if I have this news or not, but there's a story. There's a story about the Menendez boys family, extended family on both sides, representing both the parents' sides of the family, calling for their release because of the abuse, because they are now going along with that, which I find pretty interesting that you wouldn't have individuals super standing up for the mom and dad on both sides of the family. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting development. Do you think, and you guys have watched more of them than I have, do you think it lends credibility to their case that there was a bit? The problem is they're so smarmy nasty. At least that's the way they're portrayed in the movie.
I don't buy any of it because they've got the money. So they've got an incentive to get anyone to go onto their side.
And further, I think it's awfully convenient that this comes out after the documentary and the series have been released to Netflix. I think they're trying to Tom Hanks this a little bit and grab onto the press.
So you think that the Menendez family coming out and doing that would be shilling the project?
Sure.
Really?
Not shilling the project, just taking advantage of the fact that they're back in the national spotlight.
Right.
They don't care about the project. The project, they want to care about them.
But I'm guessing that the projects before release interviewed family members.
Almost
had to, and if they were really true about all this, could have steered the documentary into that position.
Well, Josh is a true believer like Carla that, these guys are monsters indeed. I am a little bit more on the fence, and I feel like even if there is the slightest chance that happened, they ought to do further investigation.
Yeah.
Because if that did happen, but I also think, at least the way the kids are portrayed in the movie, they certainly were capable of manufacturing that story. But
have
were
you
they
seen
good
their
at it?
Eyes?
They're evil eyes.
Yeah.
They're
I don't, evil, it doesn't bother eyes. Me so much that they were murderers, but God, douches like that should not be walking the street.
But they were douches. If that abuse took place, they were douches because of that. I don't think they grew up normally. And that's why, because why would they break into homes? In the, now, I should say.
Because they were thrill seekers.
We had a kid in my neighborhood. We had a kid growing up in my neighborhood.
Chad?
That, no, Chad's neighbor.
Oh.
That went up to Maine when he was at the University of Maine and took buddies to the our family house that was, you know, with 20 of us that owned it.
Sure.
And broke in during the winter and put fires in a fireplace that could have burned the whole place down. And my mom and dad were cool, and they let it slide because that's the way they were. That's the way they rolled because he was a neighbor. And they give him. But, I mean, you never know what's, you know.
When you have everything given to you for your whole life, in fact, that when your dad gives you an Italian sports car and you say, Dad, I hate it, it's crap, which he did. It was, I think, a Fiat or something like, I mean, it was a pretty fancy car. And he didn't want it because he'd had everything given to him his whole life. There's no part of your life that is exciting. So I think they probably did the break-ins for thrills. You know, it's not like they have any other thing to struggle with. So they have to find something to do because they were provided for their entire life.
Well, we'll have to wait and see if it develops after this. But it is.
Has anyone
tedious.
Broken
I'm
into
bummed
your hotel?
To hear that it's not satisfying now that you both have finished it.
Mike, have you had anyone break into your hotel room just for thrills?
No, but the house is back home has been ransacked.
Good.
Yeah, even though there are militia members living in it right now. They always loan it out. Always loan it out to the sovereign citizens when I'm going to take a trip.
And I hope you get your bracelets back.
Come on in, and fellas.
Yeah. Speaking of your hotel room, did you check for bed bugs?
I did not.
Iron that corner?
I did not. Boy. I could do it. I could probably do it. I could probably do it on the bonus show tomorrow if you wanted me to. I could do that. That could start the bonus show where I could actually do that.
You packed an iron or do they provide an iron?
I'm almost certain that we would have an iron. I haven't looked yet, which is why my shirt
right
looks like this right now. Do you like that idea of doing the bed bug check?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's a good follow-up. Yeah.
At the Costa Plente.
The Hotel Costa Plenty.
That's the way you pronounce it, Rob. Costa Plenty. We have to take a break. when we come back, we've got the round table with the news that's fit to print today. On the,
tidbits.
Tidbits for you, ladies and gentlemen. We will return in just 1 second. And if you didn't know already, well, I hope.
Oh, no. He unplugged his microphone. The mic.
Oh, no.
I'm sure he'll be back in just a moment. Nope, not yet, Mike.
Nope.
Josh, I want to tell you how I start my day every day. I get up and I come down and I open an ice cold. I keep it in my fridge. Beautiful packaging. Orgain. Orgain is the greatest protein drink ever. It tastes like a chocolate shake. It tastes like chocolate milk. And it has 30 grams of protein. So if you want to get the protein going, that is sometimes twice, sometimes three times of what other protein drinks offer. So you got to get this Orgain. It tastes so good, and it is a valuable part of your diet. You know, if you're busy, one of the hardest things to get at is protein. And this is 30 grams of protein and 12 ounces of goodness. And Mike, do you love Orgain?
I do. I screwed something up here.
No, you're
What's
fine.
Fun? Well, what's fun is we now have two mics.
Hey, that's terrific. But they're cousins.
Josh, can you cancel one of them?
I will, yes.
Thank you. That's better.
Mike, can you do the mandatory call to oh. Did you cancel the wrong one, Josh?
No, I didn't. I didn't cancel the wrong one.
Just Mike is silent again. So, Mike, maybe come back, go out and come back. Oh, there's Josh's dog.
There's my dog.
That's excellent. I'll kill this music. Why don't you go out and come back in, and then you can read the Orgain spot. Just all we need is the mandatory part. Or I could do that. There's no problem there.
Just go ahead and take care of that, Rob.
Yeah, sure. Let's go ahead and do that as we do the spots for today. But anyway, fact is, gotta love Orgain. It is delicious, and it is breakfast, the most important meal of the day, you know.
I am fascinated with the cap on the Orgain bottle.
I am too.
Because when you untwist it, there's all these little edges inside where it like secures inside the cardboard.
It is
container.
I have to feel it is a master of design.
It's odd.
Yeah. 30 grams of protein. It tastes amazing with no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. Orgain 30 gram protein shakes are available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS. And once you're there, look around and get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout. And when you're prompted to, use promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Remember, 20% off. Just go to Orgain.com/TMOS and make sure you use the promo code TMOS during checkout so that they know we sent you. And now it is a little more intimate.
Is there a little super glue or something we can stick in his microphone for where that USB connection is?
Do you think it is that loose, or is he hitting a button, or what's he doing?
It's every time he moves. It's when he grabs the mic and tries to move it
around. I know. He's a very enthusiastic broadcaster, I think he'll be back in a moment.
I think he bumps that little... I like that everything has moved to like that USB-C connection.
Sure.
But there's no click.
Yeah.
There's nothing holding that in there.
I think that we should go back to the old cords for phones that have a little click on it, but those always break. And then,
or the printer cables where they have the two screws on the sides.
I love that. Oh, that would be.
With MyBookie, you're not just watching football; you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out mybookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up! Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins.
Convenient.
That's more Mike's level, I think.
And let's go with that really wide plug.
Yes.
That like 2-inch wide plug that has clips and screws on it. That'll be fine. There's every chance that he's done with us for today, by the way, that he's just bailed. He might be over at the golf course already.
Yeah, we do know sometimes he'll go... If it's a simple cable issue, but he'll go in the wrong direction looking for the solution.
Well, I mean, he's solved this one before.
Yes.
And he... Are you sure you didn't unplug the wrong one of him? Or disconnect?
No, I double-checked.
Okay.
I double-checked, and it said he had a microphone, where the other one said he did not have a microphone.
I think we probably... You know what? This is a lesson. Leave well enough alone. We should have just left two of them up if it was working. I didn't mind it. You know what we could say?
No, we
could say it was 3D.
Right. We could have just adjusted him to have one of him in each corner.
I think someone has joined us.
Yeah. Your microphone is still not working.
Less smiley this time. He's dead. This would be so great. Folks, if you're not looking at this on video, you must look at this on video because what you're seeing is problems being solved before your very eyes.
All right. Now it gave me a notice that his mic is unplugged.
Okay.
And not connected to the computer.
Okay. So he needs to replug his mic.
Right.
So it can recognize.
We never even know when he can hear us.
And he's gone again. Yeah. That is fun that he doesn't know when he can hear us.
At this point, if I was Mike, I would have bailed and used just the built-in microphone that we know works.
Yeah, I sure that would be good.
So,
but this but without sound, this is like when they used to do podcasts in the 1920s in the silent era, because then you know there were no microphones working.
Yeah.
Mike, do you hear us?
No,
he does not hear us.
It's really going to upset those people that don't like the video.
Oh,
there you go.
Can hear you, yeah. But can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right, we're all good.
All right.
What
you ready?
Ready
for some tidbits?
I am really, really pissed. I am really, really pissed. It's just been nightmarish getting back to this. Give me a minute here and talk about.
Sure.
Yourselves.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Sorry about
that. It's quite the difference from the first segment where he talked about how amazing this is to go anywhere. Yeah. And it worked.
Well, that's when things are plugged in.
Yes.
Do you think it is a loose plug on the mic? Is that it?
That's my theory.
Okay. If it is, then, you know, it is what it is. But it's also when you use consumer grade equipment, that's kind of what happens to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just inevitable. That's the way it always looks. But I spend, it's a lot of moving parts down here. So we have to bear with it. Are you ready for starting my thing here?
Yeah,
I can do that for you now. Sorry for the delay. My sincere apologies.
Josh and I had a lovely discussion.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard all of it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Rob, just remember, I'm always listening.
I know.
Former One Direction star Liam Payne died yesterday. We talked about it briefly at the beginning of the show. He fell from a third floor balcony at a hotel in Argentina. He was 31 years old. Police don't know yet if the fall was an accident or intentional. And witnesses say Liam had been acting erratically in the lobby prior to the fall. He smashed his laptop and had to be helped back to his room. That sounds like maybe substances involved with that. He was in Argentina to attend a show by his former bandmate, Niall Horan.
Yeah.
An ex-girlfriend named Maya Henry. God, do they all have the names or what?
I know.
Leon, Nyan, Blalam. An ex-girlfriend, Maya Henry, recently got a restraining order against Liam, saying that he was harassing her. And they split up in 2022 after she accused him of cheating. Liam and his bandmates rose to fame after One Direction was created by Simon Cowell, became a smash hit in the United States. On the British show.
I love their first album. And, you know, that was weird for me because this was one of Julia's first bands that she really flipped for when she was a kid. They were real big, I guess, like 12 or 13 years ago. Pardon me. And the first single off their album actually has... Liam is the first one who sings on it, so you can hear his voice. But this is a hit record right here, and I loved this song. First single off their first album, and this is Liam singing here.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup.
It hit on all 10, I think, or all 8, and it was a credit to Simon Cowell at the time. And now, what's his name? The other one has gone on to do acting, and I mean, it was a great, what we got
there? There's a couple photos from his hotel room.
Oh, it's
messy. So it looks like the smashed laptop then continued to his hotel room.
Wow.
With some a smashed TV and some drug paraphernalia.
Oh, man, don't do drugs, kids.
Harry Styles is the name I was looking for, who's made a couple movies, and he's continued to be very successful, and his solo work is great, which probably doesn't feel so good for the other One Directioners.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
No.
It's a bummer, but, you know, and probably if substances were involved, that's a bummer, too. Yeah. Where's my little thing? Do you have it, Rob?
I do, as a matter of fact.
I'm obsessive compulsive that way, too.
Swoosh, swoosh. Do it.
Selena Gomez no longer sleeps in her own bedroom because she associates it with a really dark time when her anxiety was really bad. Here's her quote. Being anxious is so debilitating sometimes. And, I didn't want to leave my bed for years. And part of it was I wasn't doing the work. and you have to believe in yourself to do the work that will truly enlighten you a little bit. If you struggle with anxiety, she has some advice. I think having a positive conversation with yourself, even if that sounds weird, is really impactful. Like before I step out of the car, there are going to be lots of noises. I have to breathe. I know you've dealt with that in your with family members, Rob, with anxiety. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to breathe, she says, and say, all of this is a gift, and I may not be in the mood for this, but every time I see someone end up making them smile, it always makes my day, no matter how I'm feeling. In related news, Selena was in New York City Tuesday night taking photos with fans and signing autographs. She even gave a homeless man a $20 bill to get food. And speaking, the reason I brought this story to your attention, I had a very, very brief, but a very intense period of anxiety in my life where it was right around the time. People might know this because it was an online video that a lot of people looked at. You notice I don't say viral because it really wasn't viral. But it was when I was doing the anthem at the Nationals game.
Sure.
And that was something where I was really, really stressed. And it was the tiny little thing about messing up the lyrics. And it was just, that was not the one thing. I had moments in my life, left the show one day, had a panic attack, felt dizzy, felt all that stuff. And, you know, in this day and age, everybody's got to be aware of it. And I think people that are open with it on a national stage like Selena Gomez, I think they got a lot of balls to get out there and do that. And she's on your favorite television show.
I like her a lot. I think she's adorable, and I've got a crush on her, and I think she's really good on that show. And I love that she's using her. I think also, if I'm not mistaken, she's extraordinarily wealthy thanks to a makeup line. So
really?
She is really independently
wealthy.
I'm sure
she's got a second bedroom she can sleep in.
Yeah, but cool. I love the fact that someone who is in that place where she is in the public eye can make a statement like that, because it's been huge that Robert has been able to like spot his triggers and know what situations that he can go into that are going to be okay and ones that flip him out a little bit. All and right. So he, you know, you can deal with it, and I encourage everyone to do it.
Good for her.
But mostly, thank you to Lance, who sent Mike $19.99 to buy himself a strawberry margarita. Thank you, Lance.
Thank you.
It's a good chance to point out that the show Shrinkin' came back yesterday.
Oh, really?
About that, about psych counselors.
And so let me explain what happened with this microphone when we lost it for a second. I moved it because I wanted to move it in front of me. And just for my, for my two cents, if you're going to have something where people are going to be on camera, perhaps having that light at the bottom of your microphone, really not really.
Luke,
best,
I am your father.
The best judgment.
And it's not really helpful because it's not like it's an up light to help you or anything.
No, it's not. No,
it's just something that they made it look pretty.
All right, I'm going to look up if we can turn that light off.
Thank you.
You can look it up.
Al Pacino,
if you throw it on
Rob,
the floor.
Hit the music. Hit the thing. We lost Rob?
No, I'm here.
No, we're all good.
Okay, Al Pacino once had $50 million in the bank, and then in his 70s, he discovered that he was broke. In his new book, Sonny Boy, Pacino, I chuckled too. It's okay.
I don't have any money!
In his new book, Sonny Boy, Pacino says, a corrupt accountant mismanaged his money for years. He also never had as much money on hand as he thought he did. Here's his quote. In this business, when you make 10 mil for a film, it's not 10 million because the lawyers and the agents and the publicist and the government, it's got 10 million, it's 4.5. But
do you
you're
like,
living.
Do you like the agents and the government and the publicists?
They're all out of order. They are.
Hey, what's with your hair?
I'm not living the dream, Rob. It's all straw.
It's straw.
You're living above your means because you're high on the hog. That's how you lose it. It's very strange the way it happens. The more money you make, the less you have. Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill was the first movie he made after he went broke. He says, I love Adam. He was wonderful to work with, and he's become a dear friend. He also just happens to be a great actor. And a hell of a guy.
Hey, Al.
Yeah,
Rob. Are you high on the hog?
What cheapskate got Mike's little connection cord to his computer? Hey, the mice have been chewing on it. Yeah.
Do you have mice at the house?
I'll cue you with the little sound since I can't tell you.
But by the way, just let me tip in.
Yes.
People that say the more money you make, the less you have. That is not true. They are making themselves feel better, but you've screwed up. The more money you make, the more money you make, period. That's the science.
Yeah, you get the right accountant and you can work around that. I mean, that's what all the political candidates are telling us right now. Butterball unveiled. This is monumental. This is going to change the landscape for one of our favorite holidays. Mm-hmm. Butterball unveiled a new turkey for Thanksgiving that you don't have to thaw out.
Oh, no.
You take it straight out of the freezer, pop it in the oven. It's called Butterball Cook from Frozen. They went literally with that name. It's meant to avoid the common disaster where you realize you forgot to thaw your turkey out. It can take 3 days or more. I remember that's always been a big deal for frozen turkeys because
Of the fun. You have to do it right.
Okay, Alton, part of the fun for you, not part of the fun for anybody else. You got to be aware of it, right? It's a detail.
It is a detail. And you know what? If you know what you're doing, there's nothing. One of the easiest things to make in the world is a turkey dinner if you just plan it right.
Yeah, you're better at it than most. The average cook time for a turkey, 5 hours. Not much longer than a normal turkey because the frozen one is the same amount of time. They say it's possible. Oh, here you go. Here come the chemicals.
Oh, no.
Because of a specially formulated brine.
Disgusting.
It's called Pacino brine. And they claim it comes out just as juicy, tender, and flavorful as a normal turkey does. Yeah. The downside is it can be stuffed. Oh, it can't be stuffed.
Oh, because it was frozen. You'd have to get into it. Yeah.
You
don't stuff your bird, right?
I make the dressing separately.
Yeah, I stuff my bird because I'm a danger boy.
You have to make the stuffing separately, but you're buying this turkey, let's be honest, because you're making stovetop anyway.
Yeah, so probably.
Don't worry about it. Speaking of foodstuffs, Frito-Lay is adding 20% more chips to some of its bags after years of complaints about shrinkflation.
Yes.
A 2021 study found one version of Tostitos had dropped from 13 ounces to 11 ounces, the bag. Another dropped from 12 to 11. So they're ripping you off. And everybody can look in those giant bags of potato chips and say, what's going on?
Mike, isn't your bag down 2 ounces as well?
It really is. I could show it to you right now.
Don't.
If you want.
No,
let me want
that.
All right, okay.
No.
It's not happening with all their products. Sounds like it might just be their jumbo-sized bags.
Bags, Mike.
And only for a few products. Take a look at my jumbo size bag.
Now, Al, you have an Italian bag, right?
Massive bag.
Mike has an Irish bag.
My bag stretches from Brooklyn, New York, all the way to the Isle of Corleone. they're also only selling the new bonus bags at select. Look, okay, all right, F them. I just gave them a commercial. I got duped. All right?
Frito-Lay.
And now, finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 10-month-old state-of-the-art fire station in Germany, burned to the ground yesterday because it caught fire and there weren't any smoke detectors. The city decided not to install fire alarms in the station, and there's apparently no code that requires them that there be in this town. Maybe they just figured it'd be okay since there are firefighters around 24/7.
Sure. Yeah.
That said, it's unclear if there were any firefighters there when the fire started. The fire inspector was extremely upset about it and told the media,
This is every Friday. No, hold it at the end. Come on.
You paused. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Don't try to. This is every firefighter's nightmare. No one ever wants to have it put out at their own station. Thankfully, no one was injured. The cause hasn't been confirmed, but it might have been a battery charger that overheated. 170 firefighters fought the blaze, but there was a near total loss. We have a video and a tape of the firefighters as they were trying to put out the blaze. I didn't know they sing.
Sometimes. They are doing that. Now they're marching.
Yeah. It's still funny, even though you jump the gun. It still works, in my humble opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take a little break. When we come back, it's something Rob has for you. I don't know what the hell it is.
You're
going to
be delighted.
And I'm in Mexico. We'll be right back after this, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I want to tell you, one of the best ways to enrich your life is language.
Yes.
So if you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime of membership that offers lifetime access to all 25 language courses that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. I'm going to learn Irish. Shut up, Rob. God. Don't put off learning that language. There is Gaelic, Rob. There's Gaelic.
I know. Just a joke.
I don't know if Rosetta Stone has Gaelic, but they might. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's the code. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, back with Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa.
A technical question. And Mike, I'm not bringing this up to bring up the power antenna. I truly am not.
Okay.
But I'm doing some research now that I have removed myself from the DirecTV services after nearly 30 years. I'm curious, are these powered antennas that you see advertised on your Facebook stream, do they work? Because I would love to get my local channels, but I am 35 miles outside of the city. Now, these antennas say they're good for, some of them are good for 40 miles, some say like 200 miles. And
right.
I do have an eastern-facing place where I can mount it that would face the city.
It's where you pray every day.
It is, Mike, with sun up and sundown. But, and hi, Nighthawk, there, fine, stop. But I'm curious, have you ever done an antenna thing after, you know, for digital stations?
Never in my life. I had the super antenna, which was the
power
the little
antenna.
One. The power. Well, no, I had the super. I had super TV.
Oh, super TV. This precedes it.
When I lived in an apartment, super TV was a little stick that you could put out on your balcony. You could eat, and it was really, really interesting because I got like movies and stuff, but you, I wasn't
was
able
like,
to get porn.
It was like the old home box. It was like home box office, sort of. You would and it would be channel 54.
Right.
That it would actually do, but you could tune in channel 54 without the antenna and maybe see some porn.
Yeah, sure.
I've installed about 100 antennas over the years.
Okay, do any of them work?
Yes, they do. Many of them do work.
Okay.
All right.
So, well, I'll work with you and get you the right one.
You know, he was a smart TV guy.
Yeah. What's interesting is those
antennas time to run the cable. From the window through the ceiling. Which
no
I
one
really
asked.
Thought.
No one asked.
Can you come
I
down again?
I also didn't
sometime?
Bring a drill, but we'll plan.
Mike has
trip.
Like 10 drills.
I have 10 That's drills. True. I have 10 drills,
including one from the last guy that came over. Mike just touched the microphone again. You know what I think? No. I think there's a button on it. I think there must be a button on the top of it.
Well, I don't know because I did find out in a quick Google search that green light at the bottom means he is not muted. If he presses the mute button, that light's supposed to turn off.
Well, that would be good to get rid of the light, but bad for his audio fidelity.
Correct. It doesn't make sense. No, there's plenty of antennas out there that work well.
Okay.
And what's impressive with these HD channels is the picture quality over the TV antenna is 100 times better than what comes in through DirecTV or cable.
Yeah, because it is absolutely, there's no compression, right?
There's no compression.
And it's either you get it or you don't. So nothing gets fuzzy. It's, since it's digital, it's either, it's like a black and white, right?
Exactly. Well, the problem is, the cable companies all were compressing this because they don't care about quality.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now?
Channels you can.
We can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so saying epic to the microphone.
What?
Okay.
I'm saying going with the built-in. To the microphone.
He's using the built-in mic.
Okay.
Does it sound
don't
worse?
Break it, though. Don't make
it's
it.
Fine.
I don't want people to come into your room, Mike.
I'm not going to break anything. I'm not going to break anything.
I don't want the hotel maid to come in and say, is a member of One Direction staying in this room?
I hear you guys through this microphone. That's my jack that I'm using for the headphones. So
right,
did you hear what Josh discovered about the green light?
What's that?
The green light. You know what that green light means?
Mute.
Yes.
Remember, I can hear everything. I just you can't hear me. That's the way that goes. It's very, very frustrating. I wish it was different, but it's not, you know, and I can maybe try to re-key it and see if that works. That might be something.
We're fine with this.
Yeah.
Josh is funny. He's being an executive.
And we lost you.
That's not you. No. No sound there.
No.
So, Josh, the Nintendo I was looking at is like in the $60 range, and it's sort of like, it looks like a square, like almost like the size of a piece of, like a book. And I would attach it just outside my window facing east, right?
The mistake most people make with antennas is they try to do it inside their home. And modern homes have too much metal and stuff in the outside of the home to make it stronger.
Mm-hmm.
That, if you put it on the outside, you'll be good.
I still have a run because I disconnected all those wires for DirecTV, so I actually have the hole already, so I can run it right through that.
Yeah, you should really just take the wire right off the DirecTV.
Don't you think, Mike?
Yeah. I'm so obsessed with my audio. It's like not funny. I just thought maybe I could jiggle it around a little bit, you know?
Jiggle your audio? You can't jiggle your audio. Now you can't hear you.
What's funny is that his audio always works perfect and sounds great. And then he gets excited and touches the mic.
And then
we're back to here.
Yeah.
I know I'm difficult. I get it. I do.
No, Mike, you're not difficult. We are ourselves. And I think if we've learned anything in the last 34 years together is that we are just us. And
there is one reason.
It can't be changed.
There's only one reason. That I'm having a problem, and that is my fidgeting. I know, Rob, I got on your ass for fidgeting the other day, and my fidgeting has resulted in this issue that we have. And I will try to resolve it, but I guess it really doesn't matter.
You don't have any tape or anything to affix the wire to the microphone, do you?
Oh, see, I was thinking the hands to the chair.
Oh, to tape his hands down?
Tape? We do that. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got beautiful video, ladies and gentlemen. I think you're really, really going to like it.
I know they are.
At least I hope you are, because that'll mean a lot to me if you like it. That's the way
Don't jiggle, Mike. Don't jiggle the
video. I'm not jiggling. It doesn't matter now. I've got the Apple company that's not going to let me down. Not this bullshit that I've got in my studio here. Thank you. Be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. Listen up. I love that's not Orgain. I'm not doing Orgain right now.
We
want to do FitBod.
Thank you. Whether you're a seasoned gym goer or just starting your fitness journey, what your workout really needs is FitBod. It's a fitness app that customizes each workout based on your goals and adapts them as you improve. FitBod tailors a personal workout based on your time and equipment constraints. So whether you've got 10 minutes or 2 hours, FitBod can help you get better with each workout. FitBod creates a personalized workout routine based on your goals, on your fitness level, and your available equipment. FitBod tracks your muscle recovery so you can avoid burnout and keep up your momentum. It's like a personal trainer, but better. It's cheaper and it's easier to build a custom fitness plan that works just for you. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/TMOS. That's FITBOD.ME/TMOS. Is that enough letters for you? Thank you very much, FitBod. We truly appreciate
it. Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Beautiful video for you today, ladies and gentlemen. And today we got something that I think you're going to really enjoy. I love them because they do this in the pet shop. They do this at the vet. They do this just about anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's pugs. Now, when we had our pug, Beluga, I never took the pug to get groomed. That was Carla's thing, or even to the vet where they would do the same kind of grooming thing, like clip nails. The thing about pugs is pugs can make a sound that sounds very similar to a human scream.
It's horrifying. It's very horrifying.
Check out this pug getting its nails clipped. You're going to love it.
Okay. Oh.
And what's wild is the dog is relatively calm.
Yes.
It's not fighting. It's not struggling. It's just screaming.
Roll that one more time. Let's see the pug getting its nails clipped.
And it just it knows when the Clippers come near its foot.
Right, right.
That would make me want to kill myself if my dog made that noise. I hate that.
Have you guys watched any of this online lately, the anesthesia challenge? Have you seen this?
No.
No idea.
There are a lot of videos that are floating around now that have the people that are saying weird stuff in the back of a car after anesthesia.
Yeah.
I love this thing because this is how long it takes people to go under. And people that have done this, I think it's done by both the physician side, and maybe not as much, but the people side, where they count and they see how long they can count. Mm-hmm. This is a compilation of a bunch of them.
Cool.
And I find it absolutely fascinating when they get their anesthesia and how long it takes them to go under. Take a look at this, everybody.
All right.
How's that feeling?
Do I start counting?
Yep, start counting.
Two, three. Oh, I feel it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
Gone. That's great.
I find it. It's so rapid.
8, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Gone. Going at 12.
Start counting.
20. 19.
This guy. 2 numbers.
Bam.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16.
I love it. I don't know why I like this.
I love it too.
You know, I think one of the reasons I think I really love it, I just love drugs.
Is that
now?
How you
fell asleep
last night?
When is the last time you were under?
Hold on a second. What, Josh?
No,
what
is that
you
how
say?
You fell asleep last night?
Yes, absolutely.
That's why it was such a good sleep.
Carl and I both counted after the margaritas. Well, yeah.
When is the last time you went under on general anesthesia?
My colonoscopy.
I had it when I had my endoscopy, and they gave me Profanol, and it's a delightful ride, and it is fast. Between a blink was when the doctor said, you're going to start to feel it, and when I woke up, the nurse was asking me if I wanted something to drink. I just lost all the time.
It's sad to say, but if you've had a lot of medical procedures, it's the funnest part, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
All right, we've had a lot of this guy on Beautiful Video, but what, Gary? What the hell, Gary? What are you saying, Gary? Gary, tell us what you're saying. What are you saying, Gary?
How many times a week do I eat butter sausage?
What?
What? Yes, me too.
I can't count that high. They're so good and precious for your digestive system. And that's your natural digestive system.
Sure, the gut.
Makes it flow real smooth and leaves the body without effort.
Can you pause that for a second, Josh?
How many times?
Just pause. That still is good. First of all, I love the fact that he's not able to make his collar lay down, but he did accessorize with a piece of jewelry with his neck lanyard. Yeah. And then also, am I the only one who thinks all those books behind him are the same book?
I am not sure, but I will also say I would agree with him that I think it does look like nutrients are leaving his body.
Yes. Butter sausage, Mike.
You know, folks, I love babies. I love the babies all the time. I really, really do. Let's check out my baby's laughing compilation. The greatest sound on the planet Earth, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. They're all beautiful. And they're all wonderful.
Oh, I love when they flop backwards.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Doing pull-ups. Baby doing pull-ups. Just a baby getting a bath. We're getting on the diaper table. Now, baby on the potty. That's a deep one right there. Oh, my God. the weeds. Baby with milk in a cereal bowl. Baby in its sleep, giggling.
Oh, that's adorable. Wow.
Can we go back to the Busey video real quick?
Sure. Absolutely.
Because it got me thinking about that book in the background. That's the same book over and over.
Yeah.
It's his own book.
Oh, of course it is. Gary Busey. You can buy it autographed.
Gary Busey's basic instruction before leaving Earth.
And that stands for Bible.
Yeah. And that's a 70-year-old picture on the cover of that right now. Yeah.
If you could, Josh, I'm sorry, Mike, I would love if you could for tomorrow, put together that baby's video with the screaming pug. It would be a wonderful back and forth.
Yeah, have the screaming pug be the thing that triggers the babies. We leave you today with the a comedian who's no longer with us.
Yeah.
But he did a little wordplay. And I'd never seen this bit from the comedian Gallagher, where he wasn't just smashing watermelons. He was playing with the English language. And we leave you with this today. Check Gallagher. This out, everybody.
B-O-M-B, bomb. T-O-M-B, Tom, no, tomb. If T-O-M-B is tomb, that's boom, the bomb's over. But no, that's bomb, that's tomb. Get ready, is this com or coom? No, that's comb. C-O-M-B, comb. P-O-M-B, poem. No, poem is P-O with an E with an M. Now P-O-E-M, poem. H-O-E-M, home. No, home is H-O with an M with an E. H-O-M-E, home, S-O-M-E, some. No, that's some. S-O-M-E, some, N-O-M-E, numb. No, that's N-U-M-B. The whole doggone thing is dumb.
That's Gallagher.
Smart
we'll
guy.
Take a break.
Smart
Come show. Back with some beautiful video from Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us all the way down here from Baja Peninsula. Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak, Josh Soroka on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We'll take a short break, and we will come back with more Bob stuff right after this. In a perfect world, we would all get enough of the nutrients we need for high-level performance from our diets alone. But in the real world, everyone could use some help in continuing to find a new personal best. Day after day, I started the Momentous 3 Protein, Creatine, and Omega 3. I started with the Momentous 3, Protein, Creatine, and Omega 3. These are the three nutrients that expert research shows as the foundation of long-term health. This protocol supports every cellular function of the brain and body. The Momentous 3 is the easiest way to drive the biggest impact on health span. They source ingredients for quality, not just what's cheapest. They're driven by what they call the Momentous Standard, and it's become synonymous with the industry's gold standard in quality and efficacy. So listen to me. If you're interested in making a true investment in your health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change that's raising the bar on supplements? Just go to livemomentous.com and use code TMOS for 20% off your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com and the code TMOS, everybody.
Music loving Charlie and Harrigan on WKYC.
Great video.
Great video.
I like when people are just plain ignorant, because it shows when your outward hatred for something, or you're just eager to do something or make a scene, you just show how stupid you are. This lady wanted to rip down some flags that she thought were Israeli flags, and she went and she ripped them down. Only one problem, Mike, they were Greek flags.
Palestine. Look, what's she looking at? You know damn well there's a genocide.
This is Greeky.
Who's wow. this?
This is Greeky.
What?
This
really?
Greeky.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Israel. My bad.
And the whole notion of going outside a Greek restaurant and finding those flags?
ME.
That's not okay.
ME, Rob. She's an ME.
What's that?
Mindless extremist.
Okay, well, at least she got her point out. I think that's superb.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, Mike, in Florida, you know, generators are still, they're high quality and highly in demand.
They are. You can't walk 2 feet without stepping on one down where I live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure Josh has the same thing up there. Lots of them everywhere.
But what if you see one that's powering a traffic signal and you just take it? But people see you take it, and the cops go to your house.
You know who you are. You need to come talk to us right now.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How's it good?
Good.
Soy taxi step out.
Yeah, can you step out for us?
No, I'd rather not. I'm fixing dinner right now.
You do what?
Fixing dinner right now.
Okay, step out.
What's going on? What?
You're just being detained real quick, buddy, okay?
Am I under arrest?
You're being detained.
Okay.
Some people might have witnessed you doing some things that we shouldn't have done, okay?
There's a generator on 674.
Uh-huh.
That I saw that had no lock on it and it had no name on it, so I thought someone set it out.
Have you just turn out towards
someone just set it out.
Even though it was connected to
the traffic lights. Yeah. Well, you know, he thought someone just set it out. And is that a thing in Florida where if you have trash, you just set it out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. I've got. Carla had one of those fake fireplaces from when we
I remember
moved
you had to in, you had to put it together.
And remember, it was a piece of crap, right?
Right.
And
right.
In the move, of course, pieces were flying all over the place from that when we were trying to move it into the truck.
Yeah.
Into the truck.
Yeah.
And so. That's when I left, that was still on my right out in front of my house. And
you just set it out.
Yeah, for the trash to take. They take everything down here.
Yeah.
They take everything down
awesome.
Here. And I'm not talking about people that steal it or use it. I'm talking about trash collection will, if they can't handle it in the truck, they'll put a sticker on it and come back and take it.
Yeah, you don't have to call. You don't have to call bulk trash.
It's great for one of the perks of Florida.
Luckily, Mike, I never throw anything away.
Right. I know you don't.
And half the time, someone picks it up before trash.
Right, exactly.
That's true. Oh, we used to play that in Manassas.
We would play that game in Manassas if we had something that was, you know, we didn't need anymore and we didn't want to take it to Goodwill or the dump. We would put it on the street and we'd have a pool as to how long it would take to go. One of the quickest things were the things that always worked were baby toys, right? Baby toys,
yes,
and baby
and furniture.
They would fly.
Now, this is a rarity. My buddy Brad is in the chat room and he writes, "Anyone know where I could set out my perfectly fine generator? I'm done with it."
Yes, exactly. My perfectly functioning, wonderful whole house generator.
The only thing that it's tied to is it's not secured. It's just to the traffic light.
Right.
Well, and any generator that's working is outside. You should.
And any generator is a hassle and a heavy item, and it requires time. Perhaps not a best idea to take it up in traffic while people are watching you.
Some people saw you do something that wasn't quite right. Okay, Mike, let's close with this. Have you ever been to Assateague or Chincoteague or any of the Teagues on the Eastern Shore?
They have them horses down
of
there.
Of course, Mike. Yeah. And this video is going to require your talent as a narrator because there's no real audio to it, but I think the reaction is good.
Okay.
One of the things they say, and I've been to the beach.
I can lean into my microphone. Does that sound
I have
better?
Been to Chincoteague many times, and there's all sorts of signs, and anyone who works or lives there says, "Don't touch the horses because the wild horses will occasionally wander on the beach." So, Mike, don't touch the horses. Okay. So this guy in a Speedo is touching.
Right, he's in a Speedo. Oh, he got kicked. He got kicked bad. That's it.
Horses, no.
The setup was like triple the time of the actual video.
I know, but let's see it again, Mike. And also note that he's in a Speedo.
Watch this. Boom! He gets right in the crotch.
Yep, right in his balls.
Yeah, nothing like those European bathers. By the way, that's what I'll be wearing down here in Cabo. I'll be wearing that when I go to Sammy Hagar's joint.
Oh, I thought you were going to wear it when you go golfing.
Cabo Wabo. I'll find my way this weekend, especially after this microphone. I'll have to find my way.
It's a great microphone.
We will be back from Mexico tomorrow with a brand new bonus show. If you have not gotten on board for that, we will be participating in the bed bug experiment.
Love it.
Josh Soroka, a bit of a conspiracy theorist that everything's a scam. Well, I think it's about time to prove him wrong by heating my mattress and seeing if I can bring up a legion of bed bugs.
This is so great, Josh, because if he finds this vermin in his room, he wins.
Yeah, right. Good thing you get. He said he's moving to a new room, no matter what.
A new room, but I'll have that iron out if I get any. We'll see what happens.
Maybe run down to the bar, grab some pepper, toss some pepper under there,
or another margarita. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bed bugs, ew.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.